The Alaska Senate State Affairs Committee heard testimony yesterday on Senator Donnie Olson's bill to create the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council. The council would assess statewide language policy and programs and seek to advance the most cost-effective program. The council would meet at least twice a year and submit reports to the governor and legislature every 2 years. Annette Evans-Smith, the president of the Alaska Native Heritage Center, spoke to the importance of Alaska's native languages.
Our languages make our state unique. They define a place. They are an incredible resource, I think, for our state. And it is critical that we take proactive measures now to strengthen our languages while language speakers do exist. And Alaska Native groups are interested and willing and committed to revitalizing our languages for our future.
The committee heard about the status of the state's native languages. Inupiaq and some Athabascan languages are classified as severely endangered. A number of Aleut and Southeast languages are critically endangered, and the Eyak language lost its last fluent speaker, Chief Marie, in 2008. Dr. Rosita Wuerl is the president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She stressed the need to actively teach native languages in addition to documentation efforts. She says the health and acceptance of native language is a big determinant in students' self-esteem, which in turn affects academic performance. Wuerl says multilingual instruction programs have impacts beyond language.
They are also designed to improve the academic status of our students by advancing critical thinking, knowledge, and science. Our evaluations reveal that students do better academically when they are taught native language and culture.
Senator Albert Kukesh of Angoon said that passage of the bill would send a strong message from the state of Alaska.
We have buy-in by the tribes. We have buy-in by the universities. We have buy-in by the nonprofits in the state. We do not have buy-in by the state of Alaska. This bill, if it passes and goes to the governor's desk to get signed, will be the first official act of buy-in by the state of Alaska to help preserve the languages in the state.
Scott Ruby, the director of the Community and Regional Affairs Division in the Department of Commerce, says the state administration supports the bill as written. The council would cost $240,000 the first year and $216,000 in following years. That would be comprised of language experts from across the state appointed by the governor, plus two non-voting legislators from the Bush caucus. The committee held the bill and will be taking amendments in the coming days. The House State Affairs Committee will also hear a version of the bill.